I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Happy Football Friday to all of you. Hope you're staying dry. Seth, are you going to be able to do this for 4 hours? You were an Iron Man yesterday.
Yeah, it was easier than I thought it would be. I did 12 hours of radio. Well, 11 hours. It took a one-hour lunch break. So I did 11 hours of radio, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
But it was, look, compared to people that were actually out there trying to wade people out of trouble and everything.
You had a good day.
Yeah, I kept thinking, oh, I'm just sitting up here talking. The only thing I would worry about is that my voice would give out at some point today. I feel a little bit like that, but I got tomorrow off, so I'll I'd much rather have tired vocal cords than tired anything else. That's why the tired vocal cords, there's no actual misery involved in that. It's just that you can't do your job sometimes. As opposed to, say, when I was a kid baling hay, everything except my vocal cords hurt because I wasn't allowed to talk. So definitely not allowed to complain.
You're not allowed, that's the etiquette, is you're not allowed to talk while baling hay?
Not in my family. You're not allowed to talk as a kid when you're working for your grandpa.
Children really?
Are to be seen and not heard. And you're especially not supposed to bitch about it when you're 13 years old and baling hay.
Is there a machine that bales the hay, or did you actually have to take it straw by straw and turn it into one of those gigantic cubes?
I wove bales of hay.
I know it's a Football Friday, but I'm really intrigued by this hay baling.
How little you know. Yeah, you weave it on a loom. I weave round bales on a loom. There's a baling machine, and it kicks it up into... Sometimes when we were, depending on the farm, sometimes they have balers that just spit them out on the ground, and then you have to have usually the dumbest kids like yourself following behind. You have to throw the hay up onto a wagon, and then somebody out of the wagon might stack them.
That's where they put the dullards in the back?
Yeah, me. Okay. Me. That was, or now, and then once we advance to, you got some balers that actually kick it onto a wagon.
Okay.
And then you take the wagon, and then you got to use a conveyor belt, an elevator, to take the hay bales from the wagon into the hay mow. And then you stack them up there. And that's the hot, sweaty, nasty part of the job.
Okay, so how much of your football career and your success in football do you attribute to getting country strong from baling hay all those years early on?
I give it 83%.
Wow.
83% baling hay, 10% wrestling.
Okay.
And 7% actual football impression.
Actual football,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think that baling hay and wrestling made me tougher and better than a lot of people in a lot of ways.
So am I
I wasn't a good enough athlete to play in the NFL, but I feel like I was tougher than a lot of guys.
Yeah. I would imagine it does toughen you up. Would you recommend to aspiring defensive linemen that forget about going to a pass rushing camp, or forget about, for some kids out there, 7-on-7 and things like that,
yeah,
go up to upstate New York, find a farm
that needs some
hay balers.
Well, North Carolina or anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Because you'll get hot.
You need the heat element, too.
To get tough.
There's no, because my family, my grandpa was in, we lived in North Carolina when I was younger. I think a lot of kids, it's just hard to find a farm where you're going to go work anymore. There's so few farms out there, and the ones that are massive ones where they don't want some 16-year-old jackass necessarily.
Yeah.
If you would forego football camps for one summer and actually have your son work a really hard physical job, that would pay more dividends in their athletic career and in life.
Look at that.
Kids need to understand how much real work actually sucks.
Yeah.
Because once you know how much real work really, really sucks, you will do anything you can to not have that job.
Yes.
So if you're capable of moving on and beyond it, that's why sometimes I get a little harsh when somebody tries to tell me that I need to feel bad for a football coach because they work so many hours. I'm like, you weren't born into a cast.
Right.
Like you weren't born, like you chose that job.
Yeah.
All you guys have college degrees. You're choosing to work that many hours.
And it pays really well.
Right. So whenever I work long hours, I've damn well made sure that it's a job like this.
Yes.
Where I'm not actually physically miserable, and I appreciate it. I don't complain about it. If you're working long hours, but you're in a job where you're not at risk of losing limbs, where you're not actually sweating all day long, all those things. You have no reason to complain.
So we say all that to say thank you to you, Landry, and Lopez for putting in those hours yesterday on the air, for breaking a radio sweat yesterday.
Yeah,
that was
right,
a radio sweat.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of sweat under the arms, maybe some flop sweat, and that's about it.
I'm just glad that it's. I'm just glad that right this moment now at 6:05 a.m. It's lighter out than it was at noon yesterday.
Wasn't that crazy? That was a crazy day, man. I hope all y'all did your best to stay dry. I know just from watching the news that not all of you did, and certainly those of you who didn't or who sat on highways yesterday waiting for water to subside or had your cars towed or even worse had your homes flooded again. So many stories of people who just gotten their homes rebuilt or redone from Harvey.
Yeah.
And then here comes this biatch Imelda in to go ruin all of everybody's good work.
The astounding number, because I remember sitting in League City during Harvey where we got hit as hard as, we were one of the most hard hit places with the rainfall accumulations. And then as Harvey left, it seemed like League City, everywhere right around the bay there, it just, like, it stayed raining there.
Yeah.
As Harvey was moving out of town, it stayed raining. But that was over the course of several days. You find out that Winnie got hit with 42 inches in 24 hours. It's just, it's terrifying. Yeah. It's really, really awful.
Yep, it was bad. So we certainly thinking about all of you. Good job by you guys yesterday once again. And then Thursday night football last night.
Rain there too.
There was rain there. Here's my thing on the AFC South so far this year, Seth, is that if Leonard Fournette is able to reach a football ahead by 6 inches and break the plane of the goal line against the Texans, the thing that everybody is talking about today is Gardner Minshew, the next Tom Brady.
Is
he the next sixth round pick to show that he's advanced beyond his years? And really put into question whether a guy who's a veteran guy, Foles in this case, is the Bledsoe of that scenario. Should Gardner Minshew, if the Jags are 1-2 right now, they got their first win. If they were 2-1 right now, and I haven't looked at their schedule, but if they got to the bye week, you know, that London game against the Texans, and say they win that, if they were like 6-3 at the bye week or something like that, people would be like, okay, well, why would you put Nick Foles back in?
Nick Foles,
who's
got $45 million guaranteed on his contract in Jacksonville.
Yep.
But look, sometimes these are the hard decisions you have to make. Drew Bledsoe, when he was benched for Tom Brady, had just signed a huge contract the year before. He was Bob Kraft's darling. Bob Kraft loved Drew Bledsoe.
Yep.
And that was before Bill Belichick had the clout or the track record to say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. So that was I wonder if people really appreciate how ballsy a move that was by Belichick to stick with Tom Brady there. So, like, with all the political stuff that goes on a team and where Belichick was at his career, at that point, he had a 500 career coaching record. He wasn't the guy that was known as the genius.
He had no ultimate success at that point.
So Doug Marrone, future Bill Belichick. Does Doug Marrone have the clout or the guts to pull that off? If Minshew continues on this pace, where now through his first three games, he's got one of the top, he's got the highest quarterback rating ever, I think, through three games. These includes people like Jim Kelly, which doesn't really count. Marcus Mariota, where you can say, all right. Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this from memory. I saw the tweet.
Yeah,
this
I didn't
morning.
See what you saw, so I'm just. Going
I was
to,
waiting
I'm,
for you
I'm
to a, jump in.
No,
I
I'm accepting
you saw,
what you,
you were
said
looking
as
like
fact.
RG3 is one of them.
Yeah, RG3
oh, and Pat Mahomes.
One. Okay.
So based on those other two, so of the top, he's in the top five.
Yeah.
Two of those
He's got a 110.6 quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Right now.
So between Carson Wentz and Jim Kelly, you'd say, okay, cool. I think I like those trajectories. If it was Marcus Mariota, who last night took 9 sacks.
Yes.
9 sacks Marcus Mariota took last night.
Yeah.
Some of them couldn't be avoided. Some of them could. And otherwise, his stats are a little misleading. He had 305 yards passing. That's the most he's had since September of last year.
It was
year.
A lot of garbage.
And it was garbage time. It was garbage yardage. So Marcus Mariota, they're already talking about him being benched. It was an interesting game last night. And we're sitting here as Texans fans maybe thinking where it had gone from, wow, the Texans are lucky that Nick Foles got hurt and that was an easier matchup for them. Maybe the Texans got lucky that they faced Gardner Minshew before he really grew into his own as a quarterback. Because I was nervous about Gardner.
You were nervous about him going into the game last week.
He's got the ability. I knew he had the ability to do what he did last night, but last night surprised me. Yeah. I didn't think that he didn't get sacked once against a defense in Tennessee that can throw some things at you that are confusing. I thought Tennessee's defense would really confuse him, maybe trap him a few times, get him all out of sorts mentally. Man, he looked as calm as could be. Plus, his dad would kick your ass.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to say anything bad about him. Yeah. Dad looks like he used to compete in strongman competitions.
Yeah, he looks like he'd kick your ass and then like have a beer with your wife afterwards.
He's with your wife.
Yeah, like not he looks
make
like
you like it.
He's happily married now, but he looks like he's like that kind of guy. Yeah.
Here's Gardner Minshew's schedule over the next six games. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
At Denver next week, so he gets Denver on a long week. He's got an extra 3 days.
Denver is reeling. Their pass rush isn't what it's supposed to be.
So he's going against Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. Week five, they're at Carolina. Who knows if Cam Newton's gonna be playing.
Yeah.
Week six, they play New Orleans at home. That'll be Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm.
Week seven, they're at Cincinnati.
Teddy Bridgewater. You know, they haven't. Sean Payton is still, he's still playing at coy about who's even starting this week. Unless I heard an update
It's not Drew Brees.
Right.
Then at Cincinnati, then he's got New York. Who knows if the mono is still in Sam Darnold's system at that point? They're basically, and then they
what
play
week
the Texans.
That? That's week seven.
Week eight.
I think Sam is hoping to be back by week six, I believe. But you're right. Who knows? He even said himself, I don't know. We don't know what this is.
And even with Darnold, it's the Jets at home. You should win that game.
It's Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, the thing Sam Darnold has going for him in this analysis is he's not Luke Falk. Other than that, he's Sam Darnold, and then they play the Texans in London in week nine. Those are a bunch of winnable games.
So is Jalen Ramsey, when Sam Darnold comes in with his contagious self and ends up having to quarantine the entire city of Jacksonville, what are the chances that Jalen Ramsey is there?
Well, according to one tweeter who was covering the game last night, the tweeter would be Demetrius Harvey.
Oh, yeah, old DH.
Do you know him?
No.
Okay. Well, this is Jacksonville guy, okay. So I thought you might.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the lead editor and social media covering the Jacksonville Jaguars for some blog. Worth noting, Jalen Ramsey's locker was pretty much cleared out after the game last night.
And that was in Jacksonville, huh?
Yeah.
Boy.
Seems to me that Ramsey doesn't think he's going to be there.
He doesn't think he's going to be there. Is that a symbolic move? This is a guy who's into symbolism. He showed up in a Brinks truck before the season. Didn't do it all that well, but he showed up in a Brinks truck.
Could he be doing that just to keep attention going that doesn't have to be... Could it be a very passive-aggressive way of trying to garner attention without doing things that are bad for his Q rating, like publicly saying, I want to be traded.
Right.
He's clamming up, but this is maybe a way to do it where you go, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
It almost looks like he's the victim somehow or something. Like, wow, I've been evicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's like making it look like he's been evicted.
I like that.
So, Chris Mortensen said that Doug Marrone, or at least he said the coach, doesn't want the player gone, talking about, presumably Marrone doesn't want Jalen Ramsey gone. I would agree with that, I would imagine. It does seem like Doug Marrone is a kind of a wannabe hardo, but I also figure he's kind of a guy that figures you get in some arguments with guys and you figure it out and you move on. I think with Jalen Ramsey, as much as maybe there's some dysfunction within the Jacksonville organization, with Jalen Ramsey, I think he wants to be a star. And I don't think he's bashful about stating that. And it's hard to be a star in Jacksonville.
Yes.
This isn't the NBA where you can be a star anywhere.
Right.
Jacksonville is a small media market. It's in the AFC South where largely people are forgotten unless you're a huge fantasy performer. Like D-Hop and Deshaun are beloved around the country partially because of fantasy potential.
Yeah.
And I think with Jalen, some of it is he just wants to get out.
And the team's not good.
Right.
At its core, like if you win a bunch of games, then you'll get the team will get on the map somehow if you're winning. But if you're not winning, it's not an unconditional being on the map in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. So, but it doesn't jibe necessarily. I know people have reported that he said he wanted to be, the Titans were one of the teams. That was when he was on a podcast with Taylor Lewan. I don't think he actually wants to go to Tennessee.
Might have been
and he's from there, but yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.